Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
I want to go back to education. And if we go back in time, you know, pre the 1980s, and, well, it became illegal in 1996, of course, to actually beat a child in school or to hit them, because that corporal punishment was actually put into legislation. Now, it was outlawed in the 80s, but either way, it still kind of happened. But legally, it was stopped in the 90s because the Fatal Offences Against a Person Act made it illegal for a school teacher to hit a child because that was assault. But before that, it was a kind of free-for-all. Particularly before the 80s, when we initially outlawed corporal punishment in the schools. And we were talking about it in the office yesterday, and I was telling the girls all about my experience in school. Now, they probably wouldn't have a great understanding of it, because by the time they went into education, corporal punishment wasn't a thing. Maybe a little bit of Aisling might have saw it. Well, actually, no, she wouldn't have, actually, because that would have been past the 1990s as well. So they wouldn't have saw it. So most people over the age of maybe 40 listening today would have been subjected, or many would have been subjected, to corporal punishment. And corporal punishment could have been something as simple as being brought up to the front of the class and given a slap, you know, with a ruler, or it could have been a leather, or it could have been to the more extreme, where in my case, you'd have been grabbed by the hair, or the locks of the hair, dragged around the class and clattered across the face a few times. That was corporal punishment. And you were spoken to like you were dirt. If you look back at those old movies, the way a sergeant spoke to, you know, his recruits, and they would call them names and abuse them. That's the way school was. You could look back with 2021 eyes to those wonderful rose-tinted glasses that we have now and say that was horrendous and it was horrible. And at the time, we didn't think that, because that was the way life was. That's what happened when you went to school. And if you went home from school and you'd got six of the best, or you had red hands from getting six of the best, or you told your mother and father that brother this or brother that, or, you know, the teacher hit you a few times across the face, the answer you usually got from your parents was, you must have done something to deserve that. That's the truth. That's what used to happen. Now, your mother would be more sympathetic usually than your father. But the way they spoke to you was partly the most hurtful thing. And I promised in my life I would never let people speak to me like that again. Unfortunately, it has happened once or twice throughout my life more recently as well, that people have spoken to me like that. And when they do, it brings you back to that part of your life. There is an argument that it didn't do us any harm. And I hear that line all the time. Well, you know, Niall, it didn't do us any harm. And I'm not denying I got a good education. But did it do me some harm? Unconsciously, yes. I would imagine it did. Because I think what happens is you feel that if you're not doing the right thing sometime, that people have a right to speak to you in a certain way. And they don't. Nobody has a right to humiliate you. Nobody has a right to speak down to you, be it in your workplace or in your education. If you're not doing something right, yes, you need to be told you're not doing it right, but positively, and told how you do it right. But you don't need to be criticised. You don't need to be verbally abused. You don't need to be name-called. You don't need bad language at you. And you also don't need to be physically hit, which thankfully doesn't really happen very much anymore. If it does, you should go to the police. But certainly, in those days, that was the norm. And I want to know today, did it do us any harm? That's the question I want to ask you. For all those listening today, the majority, obviously, the demographic of this radio station is a little bit older. You would probably all, most of you went through corporal punishment, certainly a lot of you did. You would have got slapped in school. And I want to know, did it do you any harm? Do you think it made a difference in your life? Do you think it did you some harm? Or are you one of those people who believes, sure, it didn't do us any harm, now, you know, put a bit of manners on us. Is that the way you feel? Now, again, I'm not talking about, obviously, sexual abuse, because that's a very different thing. And if anybody, obviously, was the victim of sexual abuse or that kind of abuse in school, you should certainly speak to the authorities. But let me know what you think. Let me go to Mary. Mary, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Mary?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. Mary, I don't know what age group you are. It's rude of me to ask a lady her age.
Okay, I'm 48.
Okay, right. So you would have gone through schooling when there was corporal punishment.
Yeah.
Okay. And did you ever get a few slaps yourself?
Something worse happened.
Oh, gosh.
I received Holy Communion twice in one day, and my teacher found out. So she left the whole school, walked me over to the church about a mile over the road for me to get confession, because I committed a mortal sin.
Because you committed a mortal sin by taking the communion twice?
Yeah, in one day.
And she marched, frog marched you over, humiliated you in
front
of everybody.
The whole school.
Yeah.
Yep. Over to the church, into confession to a priest that I committed a mortal sin, that I got Holy Communion twice in one day.
Okay. And what did the priest do? Did he give you penance?
No, the priest was lovely.
And this teacher, was this a regular occurrence that this teacher would humiliate children like that?
Yes, but not as bad as me.
Okay. And do you believe that it was personal, that he kind of picked on you, or she?
I believe.
Yeah.
I don't know. He just picked on me.
Yeah. Now, that wouldn't be allowed nowadays. A teacher wouldn't be allowed to do something like that.
I know.
Because apart from bringing them to go to the guards, you'd sue them as well if they tried to do something like that or humiliate you in that kind of fashion. Particularly for something as, you know, as innocuous as getting Holy Communion twice. Although I know Christians would think it's a sin. But what other things happened? I mean, did boys and girls get slapped?
She'd hit you as well. I put you up to the top of the class and you'd be slapped. And another day, the globe of the world was thrown at me because I was stupid. And
the globe, the globe atlas would be thrown at you.
It was thrown at me, yeah.
And do you think, when you look back at that now, do you think that affected your life in any way?
Yeah.
In what respect do you think it affected your life?
I still think of that teacher today, and I've no confidence in myself. I'm always putting myself down.
Because of the way you were humiliated by an adult as a child, of course.
Yeah.
And I agree with you. I think it does have a huge effect on people's self-confidence when you're humiliated like that, you know, particularly in front of other people.
Yeah.
And do you find now that it's difficult for you to defend yourself in situations against adults if somebody says something, say, insulting to you or humiliates you? Is it difficult for you now because you don't have the self-confidence to fight back?
I have no self-confidence in myself. I call myself stupid. I have no faith in myself.
You're not stupid, Mary.
Okay.
You're not stupid.
Thanks.
Nobody is stupid. We all have a wonderful skill. Every single one of us. If we're all good at something. We're all not good at the same things, but we're all good at something.
Yeah.
And you think that comes from your schooling, because you were told in school so many times that you were stupid, that you genuinely believe that now.
Yes.
That's
and I have no self-confidence in myself.
I'm sorry to hear that, Mary. And have you ever tried to talk to somebody about it? No, a professional, not a radio talk show host. But have you ever tried to talk to a professional about it?
No.
Maybe it's something that
maybe I should. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's very sad to go through life, and like you, I suffer from insecurity. Mm. I suffer from paranoia.
Yeah.
I suffer from anxiety.
Yeah, and I have depression now, and I'm anxious.
Yeah.
I feel all because of that.
Yeah, and I think you're right. I think it has had an effect, you know.
Yeah,
Mary, I wish you well, and I hope.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and maybe go and have a chat with somebody, obviously of a more professional caliber than me, in relation to how it might have affected your self confidence. Because I hate to hear anybody saying that they don't have any self confidence, because I know what that feels like, and so it's such a terrible way to feel.
Yeah.
You know, and I had it because I had it all my life myself.
I know,
Mary. Thank you very much indeed for calling and sharing that with us, all right?
Yep, thank you, Niall.
Okay, have a lovely day. All right, let me go to Betty as well. Betty in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Betty?
Afternoon, Niall. How are you?
Good, Betty. You were hit with rulers.
I was indeed. I was hit across my knuckles.
Yeah.
And then when she didn't see me cry, because I said to myself, I'm not going to cry.
I'm not going to give in to her. Yeah.
Yeah. And so she would do the palm of the hand.
Yep.
And
would she use the side of the ruler or the flat of it?
She would use the flat of it first.
Yep.
And then the side of it.
Right, okay.
And she didn't see you crying. She just, it annoyed her more.
Do you think they got off on it?
I think so, but I mean, half the time then, I think it frustrated her because she would end up crying. She'd be doing that, crying.
Yeah.
And then she'd call my name in Irish, like,
and
say, you know, you're not doing well in class anyway, you'll never be anything. And
oh my. Mm.
Yeah. You know, and it does affect you in a way, and it affected me in that I just couldn't wait to leave school, and I left school at 14.
So you missed out on education because of the way you were treated. Yes.
Yeah.
And again, that has a huge effect in your life because, you know, better education would maybe have got you a better career, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah.
I'd love to have done something else. I mean, I would love to have gone on to secondary school and everything. But she made me feel that I wasn't good enough to do anything else. You know, you're just like, you're just barely getting along now in here.
And she didn't encourage
you. When you get into the bigger classes, you know, you won't survive in there and you won't get on.
So she made you feel like a failure.
She did, yeah. She did. And
what was it? By the way, Betty, just for people who maybe don't understand, who haven't been through that, what would she be slapping you for? Like, what would you have done wrong to be brought up?
I might have not done my homework properly.
Right. Didn't get out of the answers right or something.
Yeah. You know, somebody might have just kind of digged me and said something and I was the one that got caught.
Yeah. Chatting in class or something like that. Yeah.
You know, and it was just automatically, it just seemed to me to be the same thing. And I knew when she called my name in Irish that I was in big trouble.
And was it a kind of, was it like six of the best or was it 10 of the best?
She'd give about six.
Yeah.
She'd give about, like I said, she'd do the knuckles first. And I just said, I am not going to give in to her, no, and I'm not going to cry. And she turned over the pen and she might do six more.
Do you remember you used to go over to the radiator and try and heat your hands up before they hit you? Because you knew you were going to get them.
You'd put them up under your arms to try and stop. Or you,
stop the pain.
You get out, go into the toilet, the bathroom, and you put it under cold water.
Yeah, I remember it. I remember it well.
I mean, it's absolutely shocking, like.
Oh, it is. And could you imagine nowadays if that happened to a child? The teacher would be arrested, firstly, because it's illegal anyway. But could you imagine the outcry if a teacher brought a child, a 7 or an 8 year old, like up to the front of the class and hit them with a wooden stick? Even the thought of that, we think about that now logically, doesn't even sound right.
But there was one time too, what she did was she put me in the corner of the classroom.
Yep.
And she put the dunce cap?
Yep.
She put that on and she was like, this is how you'll turn out now if you don't do your homework. So
in other words, everybody look at Betty. You don't want to be like Betty.
You don't want to be like her.
Right. And that was another thing. They were experts at humiliating, like poor old Mary who was on there a few minutes ago. They were experts at humiliating children.
Oh, they were. They could do anything they wanted at that particular time. It could have been a belt. It could have been anything. And I had a cousin that was in a class above me that a teacher that had, when he was punishing her, he pulled up her dress and hit her with a strap.
Oh my.
In front of the whole class.
So he lifted up the young girl's dress?
Yeah. Now, she was older than me, like she would have been. I mean, I'm 63 now, like, so you're going back them many years, like. Yeah. And he didn't care, like, he was the headmaster. And that was it. At the time, the headmaster, he agreed things, like, you know, and he agreed.
And he was allowed to do anything he wanted, really, wasn't he?
And if
you went home to your mum and dad at the time and said, you know, Mrs. XYZ, you know, brought me up to the class today and slapped the hand off me, what would they say to you? What did you do wrong?
I have to say that my mother and father were very good in that and knew that I wouldn't have done anything to cause that. Yeah.
And would they go up to the school?
And she would have, my mother would have been strong enough to go down and say it to her, like. But at the time, I said to her, don't do anything because it'll only make it worse for me.
I know, because you felt if your mum went down, she'd take it out on you the next day then. Because they could. That's the problem.
They could, you see. And you see, when my son went to his school, he had a teacher, a wonderful, wonderful teacher, that told him that he could put his mind to anything and he can do anything he wants. And there's no such thing as I can't do it.
Absolutely. And that's what they do nowadays, I hope, is positive reinforcement. But in those days, school and education was so negative. And everybody, anybody who didn't come up to their level or their academic level, they told them they were stupid and they would amount to nothing. That's the way it was.
And that's the way it was.
And they didn't encourage what you were good at. So, Betty, you're saying that the effect it's had in your life is that you lacked your education. You didn't get a good education.
Yeah. I left school at 14 and I went to work in Kerrygillan Pottery.
Yeah.
And that was it. I worked there and I was banned for the years after I did. But at the same time, I envied my sisters and my brother being able to go on to further education.
And obviously, that would be better for their careers as well. Betty, lovely talking to you. Listen, thank you very much indeed for sharing that. I'll talk to Tommy after the break, but keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. I think it's had a profound effect on most people's lives. Tommy, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you?
Not too bad, Niall. How are you?
Good. Nice to talk to you, Tommy. Now, you watched a kid. What happened to the kids that you saw being beaten?
This brother, we call him Brother X, he came into the classroom. Had started in secondary school at the time, you see.
Yeah. By the way, how long ago was this?
Oh, you're talking about 1976, Splash.
Yeah, well, that's when I was in secondary school. Yeah, go on. Yeah.
But this brother came in, and this kid, he was a long, gangly kid. He had a Wexford name, let's just put it like that.
Yeah.
And he was sitting in the wrong desk. Now, the desks all had, remember the old desks where two sat together with the inkwells on the front of them?
Yeah.
Now, they weren't using inkwells at that stage, but you know, they were there that long. But anyway, the kid is sitting in the wrong desk, and he battered him. And I mean battered him. He kicked him unconscious on the ground and everything.
Unconscious?
Yeah. Had to be carried down to the toilets and cleaned up. I often wonder what happened to the kid, because I never saw him again.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
But they actually thought, and I'm pretty sure that Christian brother didn't get fired, by the way.
No, he wasn't a Christian brother.
Oh, he wasn't a Christian brother. Okay.
No, what happened then...
Well, what was he? Was he a religious order? He was religious.
Oh, yeah, he was a religious order. He was a Marist brother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And was he I'm assuming he didn't get fired. He was still there the next day, was he?
Oh, he was. Yeah, yeah.
Nothing ever happened. So nothing happens. If there was no repercussions, so they're going to keep doing it anyway.
No, well, what happened eventually was a new headmaster came to the school and kind of conducted a survey on the kids about what they thought about different people and stuff like that, you know. And we'd gone to the stage then that we were nearly as big as he was at that stage, you know.
Of course, yeah, you're 5th and 6th year. Yeah.
And you know, if you see that kind of happening, you're inclined to some kids would be frightened and some just get tough and they say to themselves, "Well, I'm not going to take that off him, am I?"
Or yeah, anybody else. I remember that happened in my school. I remember. Well, it was a French class, and this French teacher was, he liked to throw dusters at people. And he hit he hit this guy in the head with the duster, and he actually split his head. And your man got up out of his desk, the kid. Like, when I say kid, we were in 5th year at the time. He got up out of his desk and went over, and within minutes, the two of them were on the floor boxing the head off each other.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, we all stood there, and I'll be honest, the school teacher deserved everything he got. Because for years, he had abused everybody in the class, and for the first time, a kid stood up to him, you know?
Yeah, but I think like if you treat kids like thugs, they're inclined to grow. Like I got into several serious scraps over the years because if people spoke to me in a certain way, I'd kick off, you know, and I'd go for them. And that is just, you learn that.
And do you think the way that we were spoken to in school, and you were obviously in school around the same time as me, that it was all about, unless you were the lick of the class, of course, it was all about humiliation. Do you think that had a damaging effect on your life?
It would have, yeah. Yeah. You sometimes you began to believe it. Like, if you're treated like a thug, you begin to act like one eventually as well.
Oh, of course, yeah, yeah.
You know, and it's a case of that. When the other brother came in, he was a very decent guy, and your man was transferred, I think, back down to headquarters. And
yeah,
what I found out later on by cross-questioning another brother at a certain stage, years afterwards, that he'd left the brotherhood, and he was actually teaching in the girls' school at that stage. Jeez. God help him.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, there was no... I mean, I know all the Christian brothers that I had. They were all animals. They behaved like animals anyway. But there was never any repercussions. They were there for years, and probably till the day they died. Look, I have to go to Anne. Tommy, thanks for sharing that with us. And I have to just go to Anne before I wrap up today. Anne, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Anne?
Hi, Niall. How's it going?
Good. You were slapped.
I was, with rulers, metal-tipped rulers.
Oh, the metal-tipped, like the mechanical drum ones.
Yeah.
And what were you slapped for?
Because for using my left hand.
Oh, because, of course, that was the devil's work, wasn't it?
I know. Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah. So, I was only four. And they would make me sit on my left hand, and if I took my left hand out, they would keep slapping it. And then they would, like, stand me out and tell me, hold my hand out. And then if I clinched or moved my hand away, they would go harder on your hand.
But you, Anne, you don't sound that old. Maybe I'm giving you a really good compliment here. Well, okay. Well, then you don't sound 45. You sound a bit younger than that. So, okay. So corporal punishment was still there when you were in primary school, probably as you got to later in secondary school. Yeah.
1980. Yeah. And it was awful. I just thought there was a stumbling.
I'm assuming you're still left-handed, by the way.
I'm still left-handed, and I even broke my left hand when I was about five. I fell on it, and I was still left-handed, but I never developed handwriting. And my thing has always been shocking. I get slagged for it sometimes.
Because you weren't encouraged to use your left hand, which is the hand predominant, and you should have been using.
Yeah, they made me so nervous about it, and I used to wet the bed. And, like, I wet the bed till I was about 11, and everyone used to always wonder, like, you know, God, will she ever stop? And why is she doing that? And she must be a nervous child. And it was like, yeah, because I'm getting slapped the life out of me in school every day for my handwriting.
And you were terrified to go to school, yeah.
Well, I just was afraid of the nuns, because some of them are still alive, I think, and they were just vicious. They just hated to see smiling, happy children.
What was that all about? I mean, I have a lot of texts coming in about nuns, by the way, as well as Christian Brothers.
Yeah, there were nuns that different classes. Yeah. I don't know, you weren't supposed to be joyful and happy. It's about God or something.
Yeah.
But I mean...
Yeah, and if you didn't do what they thought was right, well, then it was up to the top of the class with a cane or a ruler. Yeah,
exactly. If you giggled at a joke in school, it was, like, sinful. If you whistled, it was sinful. Jesus, I remember some of the girls in the class made up a song. Remember to dance one by one, do-do-do-do-do, you know?
Yeah,
well, we made up a dirty version of it.
Right.
The dirty version was, like, as we said, knee or something. That's as dirty as it got.
Right.
And we were all marched out. We stood in front of a statue of Our Lady. The principal came down. The teacher came down. We were all grilled for about 10 minutes in front of the statue.
In front of the statue of Our Lady, yeah. And all humiliated. The whole lot of
you. Humiliated over the dirty song because it said you sat on someone's knee. And because we were only smallies. And we were told stand in front of the statue of Our Lady and pray. There was 8 of us there.
And just hope that she forgives you.
And I didn't give a bloody damn about her, if I'm honest.
No, probably not. Listen, I've run out of time, Anne. I really appreciate you coming on, and I'm sorry for cutting you a little bit short. And I'm really sorry that happened to you. You just keep writing with your left hand and affect the begrudgers. That was a thing, by the way, in those days. If you wrote with your left hand, it was supposed to be the work of the devil. So the religious orders made you sit on your hand. If you took your left hand out, they would hit it.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.